Now, I wonder if you would agree with me when I say this. Jesus Christ, I think, is the most divisive person in the history of the world. Do you agree with that? Some people, I still think, do have a slightly sentimental sort of 1960s flower child view of Jesus, where it's all about peace and love and harmony and so on. But Jesus himself said that he had not come to bring peace, but a sword, and he does divide. And I'm sure you will find that perhaps in some conversations you can think of situations where you've been getting along all right until the issue of the person of Jesus Christ has come up. I was thinking about this, and a Muslim colleague at work came to mind, and I got to know him reasonably well, and we kind of talked a bit about God, and there were some things we agreed about and some moral issues and things we agreed about. Then we got on to the person of Jesus Christ, and the shutters came down. And we could never talk about that again. It was the whole idea that Jesus is the Son of God. And I think when we're confronted, whether it's the people that we read about in the Gospels or whether it's you and me, when we're confronted with the person of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, neutrality is not an option. We cannot just say, well, you cannot sit on the fence. Okay, we've got to make a decision. We're all challenged when we meet Jesus as the Son of God. Now, we're going to look at part of Mark's Gospel today, and the purpose of Mark's Gospel, Mark tells us very clearly at the beginning that this is the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So the purpose of Mark's Gospel is to reveal Jesus as the Son of God. And there are some places where Jesus as the Son of God is particularly sharply focused for us. And one of these places is Mark chapter 3. So we're going to look at Mark chapter 3 today. What I want to do is just read the chapter. If you can read it with this thought in mind, what is this saying about Jesus as the Son of God, and how did the people who met him respond? Okay, and we're going to look at the responses particularly and see what we can learn from them, particularly about ourselves. So I'm going to cheat slightly, and I'm going to start the reading at the very end of Mark chapter 2. The very last verse says this: "So the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath." And then coming into Mark 3 in the New International Version, reads as follows: "Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, 'Stand up in front of everyone.' Then Jesus asked them, 'Which is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?' But they remained silent. He looked round at them in anger, and deeply distressed at their stubborn heart, said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and the hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.' But he gave them strict orders not to tell who he was. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went out to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub," another name for the devil, "by the prince of demons. He's driving out demons." So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin." He said this because they were saying, "He has an evil spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Isn't that an amazing chapter? I thought I'd read the whole thing to you so you can just get the drift of what is happening here, the excitement, the kind of strange reactions that people have to Jesus. It's quite remarkable as we look at this chapter that there are actually four different responses that I want to tease out for you and see what we can learn about ourselves from these.